Hello, this is Ellie Drake. Today's show is about getting to the next level. Are you ready and excited to get to the next level in your life? On this segment, I would like to share with you information that has to do with giving and receiving. Giving and receiving are the two sides to the same coin. Giving and receiving will assist you to go in the direction of getting to the next level in your life. So often we are open to giving, but we're not open to receiving. So often we are open to receiving, yet we are not as open to giving. Giving and receiving are the two sides to the same coin. You cannot separate them. Spirit without matter is expressionless. Matter without spirit is motionless. You require both. I'd like to share with you the fact that when we have a thought or an intention, we instantly start manifesting that thought and intention. When we would like to start receiving things within our own lives, we start manifesting the openness to receiving right away. The challenge is when we have doubt about the intention that we have already created. You can start manifesting your thoughts, your feelings, and your intentions immediately and effortlessly if you do not get in the way of that by doubt, fear, worry, and so forth. Fear, doubt, worry, or any emotion that is not in harmony with your intention makes a gap between your intention and you manifesting that intention. That is the delay. That is why the things that we want to manifest are not effortlessly manifested and created within our lives, because we create a gap because of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that actually compete with the very thing that we are striving to manifest. When it comes to getting to the next level in your life, you have to realize that asking is an art. You have to be open and comfortable with the art of asking. To get, you must ask. To receive, you must ask. When it comes to any type of business or enterprise, you must realize that you have to have two components going on simultaneously. You must be bold and you must be humble at the same time. This is true posture. The internal components of this posture and authority have to do with being humble. The external components have to do with being bold. You require to be humble and bold simultaneously. If you have great intentions within, you're bold within, you know what you want, you know what your service is, you know exactly what it is that you like to manifest in your life, yet you're not bold and therefore you do not declare what you want, you do not ask for what you want, your being humble on the inside can turn into being frustrated. If you're bold on the outside, yet you're not humble on the inside, you being bold on the outside can be conveyed as anger or aggressiveness. You require to be bold on the inside and humble on the outside, or humble on the inside and bold on the outside. The two go together and work beautifully in assisting you to create more effortlessly and in assisting you to be in the flow of your life. What is being in the flow? To me, being in the flow is realizing that you can manifest success effortlessly, that it can be easy. However, as long as you think success has to be difficult, it will be difficult. But if you allow yourself to really use the words easy and effortless more often in your vocabulary, then you'll be starting the process of manifesting in the flow. To manifest in the flow, you have to first accept the work that you're doing right now. So often we're doing things that we do not enjoy, and we try to bring up our level of joy without first having accepted that this is the work that we're called upon to do for now. So have you accepted that what you do is the work that you're called upon to do right now in this moment in your life? When you truly accept that this is the work that you're called upon to do right now, out of that comes an energy of peace. Then the second level will be energy of enjoyment. When you have this peace and acceptance, you can go on to enjoying what it is that you're doing right now. When you enjoy what it is that you do right now, You'll be enthusiastic about it. When you have a purpose, you know what it is that you want, and you're going and striving in that direction with acceptance, peace, and joy, then you can create effortlessly and you can be in the flow. What is synchronicity? The definition of synchronicity is meaningful coincidences. When you're in harmony with the divine current of your life, then you'll have meaningful coincidences in your life. You'll have synchronistic events that will assist you to go in the direction of manifesting your desires and your choices. That is what some call as being lucky. When you are in harmony with the divine current of your life, you will have synchronistic events that will assist you to manifest exactly what it is that you want inside. See, intention plus action plus synchronicity equals manifested purpose. Intention, action, and synchronicity equals manifested purpose. Do you have all of those ingredients? Being in the flow means you have to allow yourself to start living in today. Remember, I will live today as if it is the first day of my life. So when it is the last day of my life, it'll be the best day of my life. When you go in the direction of getting to the next level in your life and creating more effortlessly, you must realize that you have to make the commitment so that you no longer look for situations to be offended by. People that look for situations to be offended by are always trying to defend their personality. You must realize that you are a human being, a divine being, much bigger than your personality. Your spirit within does not require protection. I remember years ago, I had a call from a client of mine who had listened to one of my audio programs. And when this person requested to speak with me, they had some things to say. They were telling me how one of the points that I had made was basically not the truth and how they were offended by it and how they thought that it was not only not assisting them, but getting in the way of them getting to the next level. And I listened to that and I gave this person room to express their anger because I understood that I no longer look for situations to be offended by, that I no longer require another person's approval. And so after this person was done, I basically and simply said to them, thank you for calling, but I have decided to no longer look for situations to be offended by. After that, I hung up the phone and basically went on to create the rest of my day. Now, 7 to 10 years prior to that, I may have hung up the phone and ordered a large pizza, eaten it all by myself, and basically had looked for many situations to be offended by. But then I had understood the art of letting go. And it was interesting, do you know, several months later, when I was conducting a seminar in another city, there was a gentleman that was standing in line to speak with me. And I noticed this gentleman was kind of shy or basically resisting coming forward. So I gave him his time, and a few minutes later, he came forward, he introduced himself, and I realized that this was the same gentleman that had called me some time prior to that, that had the challenge with one of my audio programs. I welcomed him to the seminar, and he basically described to me that after speaking with me, when we hung up the phone, it was the first time in his life that he actually realized that he had peace and that his anger did not make another person's life or attitude angry also. He said, you know, all my life I've been angry, and other people perceive my anger by being angry at me, which actually feeds my own anger. However, when I spoke with you, I was empowered because it was the first time that I realized that I not only was not angry at the end of that conversation, I actually tapped into a level of peace and empowerment. So I am here to meet you, and I would like to ask you to mentor me and share with me the things that you have done and you have experienced that have assisted you to be in a situation like you were with me and be calm and let go and not look for situations to be offended by. Now, that was a universal reward. When you allow yourself to raise your own bar, you will inspire others to raise their bar. As you go on to getting to the next level in your life, I would like to encourage you to understand the difference between IQ and EQ, intellectual quotient versus emotional quotient. when it comes to creating, when it comes to manifesting, when it comes to connecting, prospecting, being an entrepreneur, getting to the next financial level, the next health level in your life, if you allow yourself to capitalize on your EQ, you will attract much more effortlessly. EQ, emotional quotient, versus IQ, intellectual quotient. It doesn't have to do with what you think. It really has to do with how you feel. You know, a balance or a healthy balance of IQ, EQ, and SQ allows you to raise your level of FQ, IQ, intellectual quotient, EQ, emotional quotient, SQ, spiritual quotient, allows you to raise your level of FQ, frustration quotient. Now, how do you activate your EQ? One of the most simple yet effective ways of activating your level of EQ is breathing. Do you know that most of us breathe to be alive? Here, I'm encouraging you to breathe not only to survive, but to breathe to thrive. When you breathe to thrive, when you consciously allow yourself to receive this abundance in the form of oxygen, you actually raise your level of EQ. You raise your level of EQ by basically allowing yourself to be in the moment and receive the abundance that's out there for all of us. Let me explain to you why. You know, there is one nerve in the human body that's called the vagus nerve. That is actually nerve number 10. A little science lesson, but I'll promise to make it fun. When you take a deep breath and allow yourself to be in the moment, you actually activate your vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve is the longest nerve in the human body. It actually comes from the core of your emotional brain. We have a thinking brain and an emotional brain. A cognitive brain, thinking, or an emotional brain, limbic brain. The vagus nerve actually comes from the core of the emotional brain. And since it's the longest nerve in the body, it actually ends right underneath your belly button. Now, when it ends underneath your belly button, it actually gets divided into thousands of nerve endings. When you allow yourself to be in the moment and take a deep breath, you activate all the nerve endings of the vagus nerve. And it is sort of like plugging the vagus nerve in at that moment, and you have this vibrant feeling, vitality, being in the moment, transfer all the way into your emotional brain. So the most effective way of letting go of emotions that are no longer relevant to who you are is to actually activate your vagus nerve. How do you activate your vagus nerve? You breathe. You breathe consciously to thrive, not just to survive. You know, you can have emotions and things that you want to let go of, and you can sit home all day, sit in your office all day and write them down and decide not to do them. And that's good. It's better than not doing that. However, this way you are activating your cognitive brain versus your emotional brain. If you want to release your emotions, activate your emotional brain by activating your vagus nerve. And that is being in the moment, breathing to thrive, and tapping into your EQ versus your IQ. Another really effective tool or principle that will assist you to get to the next level in your life is taking responsibility. Do you know that generally whatever is happening in your relationships or in basically every relationship that you may have with your colleagues at work, your friends, your spouse or your children, whatever you feel is lacking in your relationships is an indication of what's lacking within you. Whatever that you feel is being expressed by other people is being expressed because you have repressed it within you. And so look within and find out what it is that you have repressed inside of you. Nature has a way of wanting us to accept ourselves fully. So when you accept yourself fully, when you no longer repress anything within you, then you'll no longer have others, people, circumstances, and situations expressing the things that you have repressed within you. Therefore, you'll be in the flow of your life. Let's go back to receiving. Receiving is an art. Why is it that so often in life we are so much more open to giving, but we're not open to receiving. Now, receiving could be categorized in many different categories. Receiving love, receiving money, receiving time to reflect. It is so important for us to open ourselves up to receiving. So often we want to give. However, if we are not feeding ourselves within, there is nothing to give. Let me give you an example. Years ago, as I was sitting watching this small black and white television that we had, I remember seeing on television, I must have been 5 or 6 years old, I remember seeing on television little kids my age in Africa and other areas in the world where they did not have the privileges that other parts of the world have. And I remember seeing many kids 5 or 6 years old with bellies that were so big. In that moment, I asked my mom, I said, "Mom, do they have babies in their bellies?" And I remember my mom saying to me, "No, honey, they don't have babies in their bellies. It's that they're hungry. And their stomach or their bodies have now swollen because they basically have a lack of nutrition." I remember vividly in that moment, as I was eating my cereal, I looked down and there was something within me that felt bad or felt guilty. But then there's also another voice in my heart that says, "No, eat, enjoy what it is that you're doing right now. But when you grow up, then allow yourself to open yourself up to receiving. As a result of that, you can give and help others." I remember that emotion within me. I remember that whisper within me. Now, years later, that became an emotional vitality for me. That became a part of my purpose. That became my inspiration. In order for me to do that, I knew that I had to open myself up to receiving. In this case, I had to open myself up to receiving financial abundance. So often people say, "I don't need that much money. Only $5,000 a month or $10,000 a month is what I need." I want you to open up your boundaries. I want you to let go of your limitations. What is it that you can create in your life? And then what can you do as a result of what you have created? You know, because of my willingness to grow and receive, I was able to get to a point in my life where I could now give. I remember this mom from Rwanda with 7 kids, this family that did not have enough food and resources to get to the next level in their lives. And you know that with a few $100, you can actually assist a family such as this get to the next level in their lives. You know that with a few $100 a month, you can assist that mom go to school. You can assist them and supply food for the whole family. However, if you do not open yourself up for receiving, if you do not get yourself to the next level, you are not going to be able to be in a position to assist a family such as this. So are you open to receiving? Are you open to letting go of your boundaries and getting to the next level in your life? However, remember, there is something that's called the law of transition. Yet you may make that commitment right now, yet you may have to give yourself the room to transition into the next phase in your life. You can change the direction of your life. You can change your thoughts and your commitments, but you may have to give yourself some time to get to a level where you can start assisting others. During that time, you must open yourself up for receiving. I remember years ago, I had just landed in America. After about 7 or 8 months in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with my parents and my brother, we were riding in a car, and then we saw pictures of a particular restaurant where they had hamburgers. And I remember in that moment, my brother and I got excited about going in there and having hamburgers, but my mom and dad shared with us that we can go inside, yet they were going to sit in the car because of the financial situation that we had, and that we could go ahead and basically have lunch. I went inside with my brother. I remember we shared a hamburger. It was about 7 months, 8 months after we'd come to America. And I remember a feeling within me that said, or actually a noise within my head that said, "Is this the American dream? Is this what I came here for?" But then suddenly I grounded myself. I took a deep breath. I reconnected to my purpose. Now I listened to the voices in my heart and I said to myself, "I shall walk by faith and not by sight." And you know that Years later, I was able to actually feed 1,000 children with hamburgers and food. If I did not allow myself to raise my level of inspiration, if I did not allow myself to open myself up for receiving, I would not be able to be in a place where I could now give to others. I have decided to be inspired. I have decided to open myself up to the abundance that's reserved for me within this universe. I have decided to get up earlier in the morning. I have decided to go to sleep later at night. I have decided to get to the next level in my life. I have decided to ask. I have decided to open myself up to receiving. How about you? It is time for us to really get to the next level in our life. It's time for us to open ourselves up to receiving. It's time for us to be organized and have tools and techniques that can assist us to fulfill this next level in our lives. You may say, I have some financial difficulties right now. I have some debt. I have some situations. Remember, that is a part of your story. Embrace your story. That story is assisting you to build your character. It is okay. Allow yourself to say, I shall walk by faith and not by sight. Let's talk about some of the mechanical aspects of financial abundance. Have you yet opened up a savings account for yourself that allows you to automatically, on a monthly basis, withdraw 10% of your income into this account? You may say, Ellie, I have some financial difficulty. I have some debt. I'm not able to do that. I'm here to encourage you to do so regardless. I would actually rather pay a little bit more in interest, yet make that concept and principle within my life that says, I am open to receiving. I pay myself first, even if I have some debt. It is not the 10% that you are saving for yourself. It is that commitment to receiving. It is that commitment to paying yourself that will make you come from a level of abundance to begin with. You're now not only making deposits in your physical bank account, you're also making deposits in your emotional bank account. Do you know that we all have an emotional bank account? If we're not aware and conscious, we'll be putting deposits negatively or negative deposits in our emotional bank account. However, if we are conscious and aware, we can be putting deposits or positive deposits in our positive emotional bank account. One of my clients asked me, some months ago, he said, Ellie, I have been putting negative emotional deposits in my bank account for 50 years. Is it going to take me another 50 to now reverse that by putting positive emotional bank accounts or deposits in my bank account? And my answer was, no. The great news is that your body, your mind, the universe, and all the laws of attraction are now on your favor. That when you make a positive deposit in your emotional bank account, it is much more powerful than perhaps hundreds or even thousands of negative deposits that you've put in your negative emotional bank account. What you must do is you must make a commitment to be conscious. Every day you can be conscious. Do you know that you can be putting positive emotional deposits by the words that you choose? The power of words. It is so important for you not to take that for granted. What are your words? Are they empowering? Do they assist you to have that emotional vitality? Or do they block you and get in the way? Do they energize you? Do you become a victim or a victor by the words that you use? Because your word is your law, and your law is your intention. And your intention is the beginning of what you manifest in your life. You must realize that you can, on a daily basis, trigger your own subconscious mind so that you can be more prosperous, so that you can be more balanced, so that you can be a victor on a daily basis. How can you do that? Remember the story of the lady in Rwanda? I have on my wall in my office a picture of this lady and the names of her kids. On a daily basis, I look at this picture. Above it, I also have a picture of a fake $1 million bill. Giving and receiving. Your subconscious mind does not know the difference between reality and what's not reality. So when I look at the money, it triggers abundance. When I look at the woman and her kids, it triggers giving. Above that, I also have 237 stamps with the American flag on it. That, for me, triggers the land of opportunity and not taking this opportunity that I now have for granted. I share that with you because I want to encourage you to trigger your own subconscious mind. What are you looking at on a daily basis that is assisting you to get to the next level in your life? It is very important for you to have a clear intention. It is very important for you to write your intentions down. I have an intention journal. On a daily basis, I put down what my intentions are, and on a daily basis, I read what I have written previously. So it is very important for you to realize that in order for you to get to the next level in your life, in order for you to attract effortlessly, in order for you to manifest effortlessly, you must be open to receiving. You must also be open to giving. You must know what you want and have a clear intention. And therefore, you will attract synchronistic events to your life that will assist you to effortlessly and easily create what it is that you want inside. I hope that has assisted you to take one step to getting to the next level more effortlessly. This is Ellie Drake. Thanks for watching.